You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Aguero to score and Manchester City to win is 5-2 on the enhanced odds, and Anthony Martial to score in a Manchester United win is priced at 8-1 from 13-2. Recording this podcast, of course, before Man United's game against Liverpool on Thursday in the Europa League. And, of course, we've seen City progress to the next stage of the Champions League. How do you see this one going, Derek?
Well, it's a derby. The form book goes out the window in a derby match, and it's just as well for these two sides because they've been absolutely awful. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching from City at Norwich last week. 0-0. This is a team still in the title race. There was no urgency from them. There was nothing. And the more you think of it, the more that Pellegrini, the announcement that Pellegrini was leaving at the end of the season, it just gave the players a get-out-of-jail card just to coast for the rest of the season. Disgraceful as though that sounds, given them some of them run about 200k a week. That's what it seems like. And they were no better, to be honest, against Kiev, although there were excuses there because the game was already wrapped up from the first leg. I couldn't back City at 10-11. I really couldn't. I'm not seeing anything from them now. Something's seriously wrong there. We all know what's wrong with Man United. A certain flat-faced individual who sits on the dugout. You know what? I'm looking at City. I'm looking at United, and I know exactly how they're going to play. You know, it's hard to get a handle on before, because this is recorded before the Thursday night game against Liverpool. They might go into this cock-a-hoop if they've come back from that. I can't see it happening, but if they have, the confidence could be at an all-time high, and there might be something to bet on there. But if they haven't, if they've gone out of Europe, I can see them trying to eke out a point here. And I'm going to go for City. Man United to keep a clean sheet, because I just think that's exactly the way they'll play against. You know, City aren't full of confidence right now. They're not scoring goals. And 10-3, Man United to keep a clean sheet, which is what Van Gaal likes to specialise in. I think that's a very big price.
Okay, clean sheet then for Man United, 130. DK, what about this game?
Yeah, I'm not sure Manchester United will keep a clean sheet in this match. I wouldn't want to back Man City at 10-11 to win the game either. They were laboured last weekend against Norwich, as Derek mentioned, and then that 0-0 draw, even though they were through in the Champions League, nothing impressive about that performance. Got problems defensively as well. Vincent Kompany, who is still talismanic for Manchester City, he's been ruled out for up to a month, so they'll have to make do without him. And Nicolas Otamendi limped off in a 0-0 draw against Dinamo Kiev on Tuesday as well, so it remains to be seen whether he'll get over that dead leg in time to play in this match.
Yeah. What? You can't be out with a dead leg. You get about a million of them at school. You have to sit through double geography.
I don't think it's a dead leg me and you were thinking of, Derek, here. It might be slightly more serious than that.
I don't doubt it. Dead beard. I mean, isn't that the worst beard in Premier League football history, the one he's got? Jeez.
Undoubtedly. But if those two are both out, then they are going to be stretched defensively. Manchester City. Remember the reverse fixture, Derek, earlier on in the season at Old Trafford, finished 0-0, and Man United didn't have a shot in the first half. That was the first time that had happened for over a decade. It was just a terrible match, that 0-0. Not much has changed in the intervening period.
No.
Both teams have been pretty poor. Man United at the weekend, they huffed and puffed against West Ham, but still needed that late Anthony Martial goal to get them out of jail. And he's the only real player that you can look at in that Manchester United side, an outfield player, and think, yeah, he's doing his job at the moment. He's doing the business. He does look good, in my opinion. The wins against Arsenal and Watford for Manchester United last month just papered over the cracks as far as I'm concerned. And we are recording this before that Europa League match. Fully assume that Manchester United are going to be out of the Europa League by Thursday night. I'll bat that man Sergio Aguero again to score here. He's available at 11-10 to score any time, which I think anything odds against for Aguero to score at the Etihad is absolutely outstanding. He's got 7-7 against Manchester United, so likes playing in this derby. And if he scores, he would have managed to score in 8 Manchester derbies, and that's level with Wayne Rooney in the Manc derby. And he's got 11 in his last 8 Premier League appearances at the Etihad as well. I think 11-10 is outstanding for Aguero to score in this game, so that's my bet, and I'd steer clear of those 90-minute market prices, because I think Man City too short at 10-11. Couldn't be back in Manchester United at 3-1. I'd sit on the fence if I was having a bet here in the 90-minute market on the draw at 5-2, but outstanding price on Aguero to score any time at 11-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.